Struggling with constant inflation has become a part of Amalia Barraza's daily life. Her meager salary as a housemaid is barely enough to care for her four children and pay for basic services.
It is so difficult lately. We are not buying many things like beef or chicken that have become too expensive. But I don't lose hope that things will change so we can all live better.
Amalia lives in a very poor neighborhood in Buenos Aires. It is in areas like this where the impact of spiraling inflation is hitting the hardest. On the streets, many blame the current government of Alberto Fernández and the IMF.
Argentina is struggling with over 100% inflation in the past year and rising poverty. This country has had over 20 programs with the International Monetary Fund. It has defaulted on its debt 7 times in its history and until now has been unable to resolve the chronic problems that exist in the economy.
Trade union leader Hugo Godoy says the problem is that Argentina is constantly trying to solve its problems in the same way.
The government is tied and under the control of the IMF, and the plan for Argentina is only about increasing inflation and generating a recession at the expense of the poor, because it always goes back to implementing austerity measures.
In 2022, the government and the IMF signed an agreement renegotiating the $44 billion debt former President Mauricio Macri acquired in 2018. It was the largest loan in the fund's history. The new deal includes an economic program that Argentina must comply with in order to receive disbursements every 3 months. The problem is that the COVID pandemic, the war in Ukraine, and the worst drought in years have further complicated the economy, making it more difficult for Argentina to meet its obligations.
When you look at the new agreements and you consider how the agreements have been in the past, it has been much more flexible. And with the war and the drought, all agreements were reviewed and adapted to the economic reality. The fund today is not the problem, and it's not the salvation you need to fix certain problems in the economy.
Argentines are longing for economic stability. Exchange rate controls, constant price changes, and economic hardship are having a huge impact on people's lives. But the crisis and the uncertainty over the presidential election scheduled for October are unlikely to bring the changes people here so desperately need. Teresa Bo, Al Jazeera, Buenos Aires.